Mark, are you there?
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, it's so great to be here. I'm coming in one more week. We have such a great show today, and we're having a trouble with the studio. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. Hey, Mark, I've never had this happen. Can you hang on a second? I'm going to call you right back. I think the internet thing on the blog talk or something, so just hang set tight, okay? Thanks, sir. Sorry. Bye.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back. What's up, world, and welcome to...
We are back to Realty Universal Radio. I am so sorry about that. We had technical difficulty in the beginning. So anybody on listening, thanks for hanging in there. You can call in to 347-945-5428. This is Natalie Mullinex with Realty Universal Radio. And it's such a pleasure to be back this week. I'm actually in sunny Hawaii. And we have a fantastic guest. We're going to take up the entire show instead of splitting it up this week as we do so often to discuss real estate with Keller Williams and our guest. And I'm going to go ahead and introduce him now since we had a delay. Mark, Guerliardo is with Keller Williams. He's a team leader with Keller Williams. He's been in the industry for years. He also is going to share his insight for unique marketing plan for real estate agents and brokers. He's also a developer of some well-known software, ready to roll out a fabulous platform, which I'll let him tell us about. Without further ado, Mark, welcome.
Well, good morning. Thank you, Natalie. Pleasure to be talking with you again.
And you are over on Maui, right?
Yes, somebody has to do it, so I decided to go ahead and make the sacrifice.
I know, this time of year, people really hate us, don't they, when we're in the warm weather and they're freezing.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, but, someone has to be here to help out the ones that want to come join us.
Absolutely. You know, it's so busy this time of year, which is really good for us here. It's a really good thing. And
yes.
So I'm thrilled to have you on the show. Our time got cut down a little bit here today. But technology is beautiful. I love it. You're able to be over there and call in. I can call in from here. We don't have to get into a studio like the old days. And sometimes things glitches happen, or with phone systems, I guess, and the internet. But tell us a little bit. I'm so excited to hear. We've talked before about things. I'm so excited with what you're doing, what you're rolling out. What got you into Keller Williams, and what's the model basically that is so you believe in it, or you wouldn't be there? And I know you're doing well.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, when I first started in real estate, I was with a traditional brokerage. You know, you do your floor time, you sit by a phone, you wait for the calls to come in. But, you know, with today's technology, I think the latest report was well over 90% of buyers and sellers begin their search on the internet. And the brokerage I was with, great brokerage, but it was just too traditional. And when the during a team meeting, the principal broker said, "You don't get leads off the internet." I knew it was time to move on.
Oh.
And yes, a very unique statement. And it's great. There's a lot of brokerages out there that do, you know, traditional brick and mortar. And it's great for somebody who's been born and raised in one community and spent their life. So they've got their network. But you
right.
know, nowadays, with everybody being mobile and moving from spot to spot, it's hard for a new agent or even an established agent when they're relocating if you don't have that touch on technology and able to spread that wide net out there to make sure that everyone knows of your services. You know, and that's the way I look at it. I'm not trying to market or pitch. I'm trying to let people know that we exist and we're here to assist them. You know, all my agents are trained. Customer service comes first. You come from an act of giving. And a lot of that falls in from Keller Williams. And that's what really attracted me to the model, because I've always been an entrepreneur. I never really worked for anybody. And I didn't really want to get into that type of brokerage where, you know, I've got my quota, I've got to report to somebody. And Keller Williams really, really drew me in because you're able to create a business within a business. Right from the get-go, they try to instruct you that this is a career. It's a business, and you have to run it like that. So it's provided
Absolutely.
Some very unique opportunities.
Yeah. Well, then, is it really beneficial more for the agents, brokers, or for everybody? I mean, tell us, what would be the benefits for an agent or broker versus a traditional company?
Well, in a traditional company, you have the cost model that the brokerage keeps X amount, and most agents are running anywhere from a 30 to a 25 split with the brokerage. And you do that across the board for the entire year. What's different with the Keller Williams model is they have something called a cap, and it varies across the country. Per se, like Spokane, Washington, you're on a 70-30 split up until you reach that you've paid the brokerage $17,500, and then you're at 100% for the rest of the year. They call it cap.
Oh, it's capping. So they go back to every year, though, back to 70?
Yes.
Like when January starts, do they go back?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of top agents, you'll cap out in 2-3 months. And then from the rest of the year, you still have all the facilities, the training, the education, the resources available, but you're at 100% commission. And that is really hard to find. nowadays.
Well, so that's really, no, it really is very hard to find. So say they start at 70-30 in January, you said 2 or 3 months later, they could be at 100% mm-hmm. commission. And, yeah, that is hard to find. And then they have the support staff and training, you said. So, and then it goes back. So basically the company wants to be able to get at least 30,000 per agent, I mean, or 30%, right, on the
Per
agent.
It works out like about 20,000. Like on an example, if you take a typical office with Keller Williams, and if your gross commission is $150,000, with a typical brokerage, your net income is going to be about $103,000, and your broker is going to keep around $47,000. And that's based on a franchise fee of 3% and a 25% split. But with the Keller Williams model, you would cap out at the $20,000. And your net income would be $128,000, or about $25,000 more a year for the same services.
Well, but what split? Okay, so I'm just trying to figure that out. Okay, so that's, but the traditional, you're saying if you're doing about a 70-30, like the whole time, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're capping out.
Traditional office, you would keep about $103,000. Your broker would keep $47,000. With the Keller Williams model, you'd keep about $128,000. And your broker is only taking 21. So it's about $25,000, almost $26,000 difference. I even think, you're talking about technology. I've got a little system that calculates the difference up at one of my websites. As you know, I am I do technology development.
That's
also
what I want to talk to you about, too. You are just amazing. And this just all of your experience, history, what you do just fits in with all of this so well, you know, the technology, the business, the being an entrepreneur. It's what I'm just thinking with this Keller Williams, though, so they keep, you say 20,000, it works out to about, well, it depends on the split, like as you're going up, right?
Yes.
They're keeping about, yeah, that makes sense. But then, okay, so they still get, so I've heard, the Keller Williams it's beneficial for agents to bring on other agents because they can get a piece of that business for life.
So that's really what's caused the growth. I think we're well over 100,000 right now, and we've had a huge growth over the past 2 years because they have something called it's a way of building a retirement per se. It's called profit share within Keller Williams, and that is a very unique model. Gary Keller came up with it back in the 80s when he was just starting his brokerage. And like most agents or brokers or owners, they would start to build, they'd get their agent going, and then the headhunting would come in. And he'd be losing his top agents. So he'd try to figure out a way, how can I keep my best agents? What motivation? So he created a system that allows an agent to create a lifelong retirement and actually pass it on to their heirs. And the way it works is, say if I get a typical commission of, I sell $1 million property, and 10,000 of that, or 30%, goes to the brokerage. Percent of that, or 5,000, it goes directly to the owners of that brokerage, you know, because they put all that time, money, and risk to
the $5,000 of, okay.
Yeah.
Is that a month, or that's a month?
Well, just say on a monthly basis. Say if I throw a commission in on $1 million property, 10,000 goes to brokerage, the 30%.
Okay.
Out of that, 50% goes into the Keller Williams office, into a pool of maintaining that office.
Okay.
And
right.
Say if there was a total of $100,000 total commission went to the brokerage through that. Mine would be responsible for 10% of that. And as the person who recruited me in, they actually get a percentage of that. So they end up with a nice check of around $250 a month. And as you develop and you bring other agents in, you begin on a 7-Eleven level downline.
Wow,
I know some
Keller
Williams agents out there are making $400,000 a month for the rest of their life. And they're actually building a retirement.
That's really fantastic. So just out of the 5,000, they get how much again, just to recap?
Well, 10,000 out of the commission goes into the house, into the brokerage.
Okay.
50% goes to the owners. That's their profit.
Okay.
The other 5,000 goes into the operation of the office. And if the office is profitable, you know, expenses, rent, marketing, advertising, mm-hmm. and say out of that, there's $3,000 excess.
Okay.
Out of that, I was responsible for 10% of that, $3,000. So I would get a check for $300. And my
because
agent,
you were by being say, responsible by the agent you brought in.
Yes.
So
I have an agent that I recruited in here in the office, and they do a big sale. They get their commission, but I actually get a percentage of that. And I can end up with a check for $150 to $300 a month per agent that I bring in.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And it doesn't come out of the agent's pocket, which is nice.
That is really nice. Well, how does it go down seven levels, though? If you go down,
well,
how do
say
you do
I recruit
levels?
Somebody in here in Hawaii.
Okay.
And they do a sale. I get a profit share from the house money, per se, the brokerage money. But then they have a friend in Texas that they say, hey, you really ought to look at Keller Williams. I'm doing great. Keller Williams, and they name that person as a sponsor. That agent gets a percentage of that, and then I get a percentage of that. So
okay.
It just keeps building and building and building.
But is down seven agents. Levels is seven different people in the level? I mean, in the...
Yes.
Like that's what I'm trying to say. So you would get a little bit off of, let's say the one in Texas refers another one to California, who refers another
mm-hmm.
one. It, so you would get, of that level, of that initial person that you brought in, you're going to get seven, it'll go seven levels deep, and then it just drifts off to the next person?
Yes.
So,
it's, you know,
so when you're bringing
the,
people in, oh, okay, that's really good.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're kind of seven, okay.
Yeah,
ahead,
I recruited somebody in New York City, and whatever profit comes in on the New York office, if it's profitable, and the percentage that he brought into the house's share, I get a percentage off of that. And if he recruits somebody in New York, I would get a smaller percentage. I think it's something like it's 50% off the first, then 12, then 4, and 7, and it's a really unique program. And it just
but
keeps
you know
building.
That's really
if
no.
That
it's
New York
fantastic.
Person
so then,
recruits somebody in Texas. I would get a percentage
yeah.
of that.
That sounds good.
And,
but the money. But say yeah. you have say one. Say you've got these agents. Say you have 5 or 10 agents, and they're coming in on the 70-30 split, and then they get to 100%. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't any more money going back in the company. So it's basically the money coming from the other people that are still on 70-30, or until the
yes.
year starts over.
Yes, until they cap. Once they cap out. But it still adds up quite a bit.
Does it really? Wow.
Yes.
And that's
what's
pretty,
nice,
you know, really
it doesn't
good.
Come out of the agent's pocket at all. It comes out of the brokerage. And where have you seen a brokerage that's going to say, I'll take 50% of the commission
profit.
That's coming into the house and say, I'm going to give it back to the agent?
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's really nice. But it goes
yeah,
back into when you look at the
growth.
Profit. Huh? It's what?
That's what caused the huge growth recently with Keller Williams.
That's
where
amazing.
We've added over 30,000 or 40,000 in the past 3 years.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's
and then
a business
this
takes, model that just doesn't exist anywhere else.
But I'm just trying to understand, so how they get, there's enough money to pay everything, and so they have to have a certain amount of agents, I guess, to make it work, right, to make a...
Well, actually, Keller Williams is a fairly streamlined company. We're very efficient
wow.
with technology, and that's what drew me to the company is the amount of technology, the resources that we have provided. It's the other brokerage I was paying something like $200 a month for this. Here, I pay $25, and it really starts to add up, and the training is amazing. In fact, I think
yeah,
last year we were listed as the number 2 training company in the United States.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, it sounds really, sounds like an interesting system that's put together, and Gary Keller started that years ago, right? I remember hearing
mm-hmm.
him on one of the conference calls years ago that, from you know, it's very,
yeah,
very good.
Well, he started his brokerage in 83, and he started this process because he still kept losing all his best agents. Around 1996. and it's just taken off tremendously since.
Wow, it sounds like such a great thing. And then seven, and then you said the people can actually get the money after they're gone, they'll pass it on to their heirs.
Yes, it goes on forever. It never ends. So, you know, I already have it in my will that it goes to my children.
That's fantastic.
So after I pass on, they'll continue to make the income. And it just keeps growing because an agent that I recruit in New York recruits somebody in Texas, recruits somebody in Philadelphia. It just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Wow. That's fantastic.
I know a couple who are getting $300,000 to $400,000 a month out of this.
That's amazing to me, though, that they could, with it, because if you're looking at 200 and some, 200, I guess it just has to keep going. And the thing that I can't wrap my head around is the 70-30, the 100%, and then that doesn't come back again until the next year. So out of that 30,000, just if you take 100,000 for rough numbers out of the 30, they're paying the overhead, and then they're having about the 10,000 and the 5, and then part of that 5 is doing it. So that's what I'm just trying to, I guess there's enough that's coming in, and it just happens, keeps rolling back over. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, with Keller Williams, you know, we're pretty successful whenever we move into an area, you know, marketing and the different training. It's enough to actually definitely keep the brokerage and the owners of Keller Williams very happy.
That's fantastic. No, it's fantastic. And you're amazing. Tell us about, you've actually been doing software for many, many moons. I hear you're rolling out something too, right? You want to talk about that a little bit? We have a lot of listeners that are agents and brokers. And
My background is technology. I started back in the early 90s, and I had a few different companies, traveled the world. But real estate always drew me. And you probably heard of a few of my other companies. I'm the founder and creator of Gmail before I sold it to Google.
That's
little
amazing.
One.
The Gmail. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was mainly started as a joke because my last name starts with a G, so I figured I'd register Gmail. I didn't know it would grow to what it was today. But where I am today, and it's mainly built out of frustration. You know, as my company and my team has grown throughout Hawaii, the amount of transactions and the methods to handle it, you know, stacks of files of paperwork just doesn't cut it when you're doing 5 or 6 transactions a week or sometimes a day. So I start looking for transaction administration software. And what I found was about 15, 20 companies who are trying to do it as software developers. And the issue I found, one had 2 or 3 good items, this one had the other, but most of them were trying to be too much. They were trying to be transaction coordination and marketing and a CRM, and as a result, they were doing all of it poorly. So basically, out of frustration, I said, there's got to be a better way. You need a system built by an agent with very good developers for an agent, and it does one thing and one thing very well. And that's all I needed to do. I wanted to handle my transactions so I can see what's going on, where my what tasks are due, what's the commissions coming in, blind, so I can schedule my marketing, my advertising. So that's why I came up with transactionadmin.com.
So it's transactionadmin.com. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that did surprise me that was available.
Wow.
This software is going to do one thing, transaction administration, nothing else.
Oh, that's fantastic. You're right about the pulling that down. So when is that going to be available where people can go ahead and sign on and start using it?
I'm going to launch the full system in, let's see, in 9 days, 13 hours, and 27 minutes.
Really? Congratulations.
Yes. I want to make sure that it is so intuitive, it just automatically does what an agent would expect it. Basically, it's like having a virtual assistant. Because I have a virtual assistant who works for me full-time to handle that. But even that, I found, wasn't doing the job. And I was spending too much time trying to maintain my transactions where I knew there had to be a better way. So
right,
now I have my transaction coordinator doing my transaction software. So at any time, I can go into my pipeline, see what's coming up, can see all my contingencies, all my compliances, and it takes me about 2 minutes to analyze every single transaction I have.
Wow. That's fantastic.
And
you've got everything in there.
And it really builds out of frustration.
So does it do? So tell us a couple steps, a couple things it does. Does it do your? It does your timeline basically. It notifies you when things are due. Just give you a kind of.
It shows every transaction, every party involved in it. You know, your escrow, your inspectors. It shows every your checklist of what's due. When I have to do termite inspection. When I have to do a home inspection. It'll coordinate, it'll spit out emails to those people involved. So my agents, my inspectors can all log in and see what's going on and what's doing. But basically, I can access every document. So in a transaction, I have all my contracts. They can all be uploaded. You can split the PDFs, merge them. It's going to show every activity and every contingency that's due and when it's due, and it gives me a complete calendar and breakdown.
That's fantastic.
Along with pipeline, commission, calculations, compliance, audit review. And it just allows my transaction coordinator to maintain dozens of files on the fly where it would be before, hey, what's going on with this sale? What's going on with that sale? I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Right, right. That makes total sense. That's,
yeah,
I love
building
it. It sounds
this to
great.
Do one thing only, transaction coordination, nothing
else. Can they see the whole, like all their transactions for the year? I mean, you know, the accounting is built into it, or it's specifically on the transactions you're doing, what needs to be done now?
Oh, through the system, you know, I've got the pipeline. I can see what's in the pipeline, what closed last month, what closed 6 months ago.
Okay.
Some of the reports, I have a complete listing reports. I want to see all my listings, where they're at. I can
right.
get one report. All my pending, all my closed sales. I can look at every one of my agents and see every one of their transactions, where they are, and where the commissions
fantastic.
Are.
That's fantastic. And how do people have to be in the Keller Williams to do this? Are you rolling this out to the public? Or?
You know, initially, I was just building it for my team. I was looking for
okay.
that process. Then my brokerage wanted. Then I heard about a couple other agents. Keller Williams has a great internal pipeline of communications. And next thing you know, California office contacted me, and a Seattle office, and then some friends who were in other brokerages. So we decided to redo it and bring it out and open it up to the world.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure everything is working just right before I launch it out.
Now, are people going to, are the files going to be hosted on your servers or their own servers pretty much?
Well, no, I have it, you know, I always built for scalability. So I've got it hosted in the cloud, what's called the cloud. And so it's not generally on a server, it's more in the cloud. So I can handle up to 100,000 concurrent.
Great.
I like to overbuild.
100,000 files or 100,000 users?
Oh, 100,000 concurrent users. As far as storage, it's unlimited.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
You'll be
that's
able
smart.
To archive. You don't have, no more boxes, no more storage. Everything is online. So if you need to pull up a file from 6 months ago, it takes about a second and a half to pull the files and all
that's
the
documents. That's what we do. We've had everything's paperless with us. We've done that for years because it just makes life so much easier. People can be in different places. It's wonderful. So if anybody wants it, and you know, you can just go ahead and go to the website and sign up after 10 days, or what do they need to do?
Well, what I'm doing right now, I've got, if you go to transactionadmin.com, you can send in a beta request. And I'm doing limited betas during the next 10 days. But I'm just going to open up the doors on 10 days from now, on the 6th of February.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Yes. And what's nice, I wanted to make sure it's such a self-running system, and the help files are so good, my help calls are going to be minimal. But we're going to have 24/7 support. how it is when something's not working and you got to wait till tomorrow? Not even.
No. Now, what would something like this cost them? I'm sure you already figured that out.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
What it's going to run, I've got it, individual agents going to run 25. Team of users, like a team, up to 3 users is 50. And group is 7 users, can be 100. And for a broker, I've got it down to $10 per user.
If the broker has so many, or...
Yeah, say a typical boot may have up to 25 users. That's going to run $250 a month. And on larger scales, I've even been approached by some offices that want to put it in for the region. So they've got, you know, like 800 agents in the region, and they want to deploy it. So we're working out some scale pricing to make it extremely affordable.
That's fantastic.
You know, the main thing, I just want to maintain, make sure I can operate the system, I can pay for the staff, and everybody's happy and system's just running.
That's
and it'll
beautiful.
Be
I love
up.
It.
We have probably a year's worth of development on additions. And as more agents
right.
come in and give us more ideas, we'll be making those changes.
I love it. It's going to be. I think that's going to fly, take off super well, beautifully.
Well, yeah. It's if anything, it'll benefit me and my frustrations trying to maintain all my transactions.
Oh, I know. We did. We've got a back end that we've been using for years on that. You know, just because of that, because no one really had anything out there, and it's to. But not this. This sounds much more. This sounds much better on the transaction section side of it. Sounds
yes,
very,
yes,
very
yes. With me,
very
I'm,
intuitive.
I've always hated paperwork.
Oh, gosh, exactly.
You know, most entrepreneurs, we're good at marketing and sales, but that paperwork is just terrible.
Oh, the deadlines and all the other thing. That's great. I'm looking forward to that. Are you going to then, I guess, eventually have an affiliate program if people bring in people who bring in other people? And
yes. Yeah, we're working on that program now. And I'm going to have something, a referral program. You bring somebody in, you're going to get X amount off your account and keep working it. And you probably won't. The way it's working, if you do it right, you actually won't have to pay for the software.
Oh, because of doing, yeah, that makes sense. That makes total sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you.
Yeah, we're
going to
be doing
really,
a white label for brokerages, so it's completely branded with your name. So
that's,
we become
that's really important. That's really important,
yeah.
To have that white label. I think that's really, really, really the way to go. That's just, that helps a lot for so many, and you can really expand.
Yes. No, I fully believe that because, you know, you want to brand it with your name. And that's the thing I found really annoying with some of the other companies. I would sign up as my company, but every time an email went out to a client or vendor, it was like a commercial for that company.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want mine so it looks like the company that uses it is high tech and it's completely branded with their information.
That makes total
sense. So
we kind
of disappear.
Total
yeah,
sense.
I'm not a vanity agent. I don't believe in the Dorian Gray type agent.
No. That bites you every time, I think, for the agents that do that.
Yeah,
you know?
It does. In fact, it'd be hard for you even to find a photo of me anywhere on the internet. Nowhere on our websites or business cards will you find our photos.
Oh, really?
Yes. I've always done that with my agents and saying, I want our clients to select us on what we do and what we can do, not what we look like.
Well, I don't know, but that's too funny. I know, we all put the pictures up years ago.
I
mean, I
know,
like,
it confuses
and
most
then they,
agents.
I know, I remember
I'm
years ago having own business cards, but yeah, it's just, that's too funny. They come back, repeat clients really could care less what we look like, I don't think. But that's funny because you still see it out there, and it's just... I love it. You have just really, you're amazing with what you're doing, and I think we'd be interested in looking at the transaction. We have a back end office that we use right now, but there's what you're doing. I love that you said the simplicity of just keeping it focused on that one area, not trying to do everything. Can a seller or buyer access files too? Will they have a code to see their file, or just specifically the agents in the company?
Yeah, we're building in that interface. That'll be probably rolled out late next month. So on a transaction, someone selling their property, they can go up and see all the files, all the photos, all the documents that need signing. So they never have to say, hey, where's this? Everything's up online with a timeline, with a complete archive of every single correspondence and email and every contact I have with them.
Fantastic. And I guess the different levels of permission to see who can give access to what, right? Cause that's
always important. Yeah. We have, I built in because like in my model, you know, I have a lot of different, I have agents, I have a transaction coordinator, I have an office administrator, so they're all going to have different permissions. So you can, a brokerage can have one interface where the broker can go in and see it, broker reports. I want to see an overview of my company. Boom.
Right.
And then you also, most companies have the office administrator, the MCA. They can go in and administer it at the higher level. And like myself, I have a team of agents. I can put my account in. I can see my agents, what's going on. And then the individual agents just sees their files. So it kind of works for everyone. And that's what I wasn't seeing out there. Yeah.
No, I love it. Well, you know, because,
I'll put you on the
We have a back-end office that I love that we started creating back in 2001 or whatever, and we've used it, you know, for all these years. But I wanted to roll it out to our affiliate members. But we've just been using, you know, use it for yourself. But it does, you know, the calls go there too. It's also like the calls are there, the files are there. You know, there's more than just one thing there. It's not just specifically focused on. I think what you're doing makes sense because you everybody has the transaction coordinator, you know, and following the files, et cetera. So this is, it's really nice. And then to have the different levels, I think it's perfect. You know, and you being in the industry and with your programming knowledge, it's just a win-win. Makes it perfect.
Yeah, and I've tried to make it, I don't know if the term, it's flexibly rigid. So it has very defined boundaries that your MCA, your office administrator sets up, and your agents and other people can't really mess the files up.
That's fantastic.
You know, you give them some rigid boundaries, but you have the flexibility because every brokerage is going to have little different nuances. So we built that in.
That's fantastic.
For something like yourself where you have a large tier, this works out really well because it can you can access all the files. You can set it up, brand it through your own company. And basically, we don't really exist, and it looks like your product. And, you know, that's important.
I love that. The white labeling is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And, I love it. It's great. And I think a lot of our people listening, we have a lot of people that listen later, archives, sellers, buyers, you know, agents and brokers, and many, many agents and brokers are in on it because of the membership. I think this, you know what we didn't do? Typically, give your contact information. I know they've got transactionadmin.com to check out this software, but if they're interested also in talking to you about Keller Williams, what you're doing, especially anybody on Maui or in Hawaii, let's get your contact information so they can get in touch with you.
For transactionadmin.com for the administration software, if they're interested in Keller Williams and, you know, talking with me about bringing their brokerage in, or even individual agents. Probably the best one is a website I developed. It's called real.estate.careers.
Okay, real.estate.
Dot careers.
Careers with an S.
Yes.
Okay, no.com.
No.com.
Okay.
It's a new naming convention I put out. But just simple. It's real.estate.careers.
And you put that out so people can see what's going on.
That's my website. Yeah.
Okay. Is your picture up there?
No, it's not.
I'm only asking because you said you're not putting your photos anywhere. I have to put mine up on some stuff, but not like the old days. The old days was a little scary, you know, because everybody and anybody, I mean, would try to approach you, and you just don't know, you know, when you're, you know, the young pictures. So, but, that's so cool. So, okay, so realestate.estate.careers, and that's going to give them information about you, about if they want to come and try to talk to you about Keller Williams. Is that where that is, pretty much?
Yes.
Okay.
And if they're interested in about Hawaii, HawaiianHomeSearch.com.
Okay, HawaiianHomeSearch.com. And now how about, okay, and they can, anybody listening, I mean, you can be anywhere in the country and also contact Mark. Of course, you can always contact us at realtyuniversal.com or radio@realtyuniversal.com as well. And this is interesting because I think, you know, we're all on the cutting edge. We've been in for a long time. What Gary Williams has done is pretty unique, and it's working, definitely working. You said you have over 100,000
yes.
agents. Yeah, it's pretty. Now, we only have about, 13 minutes left. Tell me, how does this work? How does Keller Williams help the buyers and sellers? Like, how do they differentiate themselves from other brokerages?
Oh, my. Where could I start?
Okay.
Well, number one, what's interesting about Keller Williams for the individual buyer or seller is, one, we have a very, very high level of ethics, which really drew me to the company, more so than I've seen. They are, number one, you do the right thing. That is one of the prime overall things about Keller Williams. You do the right thing all the time. The client comes first, always. There's so many different aspects.
Go ahead.
Well, one, we cover so many different areas. You know, we're doing commercial real estate, farm and ranch, luxury. We've now gone global, opening up in Vietnam, Dubai, Mexico, France. And the technology and training that we have, I think, really helps, where you're going to get a very qualified agent. If that agent is new, and that happens a lot, four to three, four other agents. As an example, I have new agents that come in, but they're never flying solo. I'm right there with them, making sure that that customer is getting what they request.
So you have a system for new agents, so they're going to be basically part of a team or something, get really, really engrossed in the business to know what they're doing before they just go solo
yes.
maybe make a mistake or something, right, kind of thing?
Yes.
So they're helping. That's good.
You won't see that in Keller Williams. There's so much training. There's an onboarding process. It takes about 3 to 6 months before an agent is very comfortable. But even then, they've got the support of the brokers, other agents within the office, and we really come from a place of giving, which I really like, especially from the brokerage I came from. It was, you know, keep everything close to the chest, don't share information. Here.
Was that on the mainland or here? Is that on the mainland?
Oh, that was on the mainland. I was up in the northwest. And as soon as I joined Keller Williams, it was amazing. The technology, the training, and what we have is the culture, which is very different in what I've seen.
Wow, I know you had said, because when we talked briefly before about the show, we were going to talk about doing it. You had said Gary says put God first, family, and then business.
Well,
is that?
Yeah, we on our website, you know, our values of Keller Williams, it's God, family, then business.
Great.
And it's really about making them all work. Not multitasking or not balancing, but bringing them all together kind of in one thing. And, you know, our mission statement is, you know, to build careers worth having, businesses worth owning, and lives worth living. And that is Keller Williams' policy. You know, some of our structures were based on, it's always a win-win. It's got to be a win-win or it's no deal. You know. We have a motto. We call it WI4CTTS, you know, win-win or no deal. Integrity. You do the right thing. Customers always come first. Commitment in all things. And this is a really important one, I think. It's communication. Seek first to understand. So when you're dealing with somebody, truly understand what their needs are. You know, if it's the buyer, it's the seller, you really have to understand. So that's how you best serve them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and create, this is the thing for me, for an entrepreneur. One, I don't think I could be able to exist in another brokerage. He wouldn't know what to do with me.
No,
I carved out different business models that other brokers would say, you can't do that. With Keller Williams, it's basically right in one of our policies, it's creativity, ideas before results. So they will allow you to do things that other companies will not. You know, and the teamwork is amazing. You know, that's what's different about Keller Williams. It allowed me to create my business within a business.
That's really important.
Yeah,
that's
so,
really important. You know, that's like
I
we offer.
My,
yeah.
Yeah, rather than going through the throes of opening my own brokerage, per se. And a lot of people are saying, well, why don't you just open your own boutique? And I'm going, why should I?
Your support,
my overhead
the support
is
sounds
a
fantastic,
fraction
yeah.
of what it could be.
Right.
So, yeah.
And that's
really,
fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I really have a great time. And that's kind of what's motivated me to build some of these websites. I want to share this information. It's like, why on earth are you still with that other brokerage? I don't understand.
Well, you know,
again,
I think
that's
what you said, everybody starts their own company. You know, we started doing real estate menu systems years ago, and I the system I believe in, and I believe it's a way of the future, and it's it is about win-win and people having choices, and I think that's wonderful because you know, we all have to develop our systems and really, you know, in the real estate, if you're going to be in it for the long haul, it really is your life, and it is part of your life, and it trickles over, and your repeat clients and customers, and that integrity, and doing the right thing, and so I think this is wonderful because it just, you know, everybody has to have a system and a foundation. So it sounds like Keller Williams isn't going to tolerate the wrong thing, which is, means a lot, you know, where there's a lot of companies out there that will. But I'm real pro the small mom and pop brokerages. I think they really, I love the small mom and pop brokerages because they really are usually have a nucleus or raising their family, taking care of their family and their staff, you know. So, and it sounds
Yeah, and that's the most important, I think, the key. Their reputation is what carries them.
Yeah.
And you get that reputation by doing the right thing. It's like my team. We will never try to sell you a house. We'll provide you the information, the resources, the tools to make the best decisions, you know, for you and your family and to help build wealth. And it's not about the commission for us. And anytime I see an agent start to be concerned about chasing the dollar, that's when I have a really good talk with that agent. And that's not what it's about. You want to have a life and a career? And that, I think, is the key component here.
It comes back to you. Definitely comes back
to
you. You know, absolutely. It has been a pleasure having you on today and learning about what Keller Williams does and what you're doing, and so exciting. I can tell you're going to be adding on more and more things. And it sounds neat with Keller Williams that they do allow you to be freer within the company and be creative, but at the same time still have the support. So it sounds like they're not shutting down ideas. They're welcoming ideas, which that's really refreshing. Really refreshing.
Yes. Especially for people like us, we need a little bit of creativity.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. You know, it's like I could see all this years ago, and it's like, wow, it's all here. Everything you could, you know, I was visualizing and doing. It's here. It's the way of the future. And I don't think with the technology, I don't think it's going to stop. You know, you have interesting. I was talking to a broker. Well, she and her husband are retired now on the East Coast. I was talking to her this morning, and she said that they had Zillow on. The CEO was on Good Morning America or one of the morning shows. She wasn't sure exactly which one it was. She said it was one of them. And I mean, when she's telling me that, because of course it's later, 5 hours later there.
Yes.
And that. You know, they're raving about how they're doing all these great things, and we as brokers and agents cringe because they're not really looking out for people. You know, it's just obvious. I mean, it's obvious with what's happening. They're taking the leads and then trying to resell them to the brokers and agents, and the statistics aren't good. You know, the market analysis are skewed to majorly, so you can't use it. And so we're all, you know. But it's funny with marketing, with the right amount of marketing and enough money, they can make themselves look good, you know. and I think, I mean, it's amazing to me, but I think ultimately when people dig in and they start really working with them and using them, ultimately we'll see if it carries on or it doesn't carry on, you know. So, and I think that's where the repeat clients and the credibility, the integrity, that comes back. And I think that it says a lot for Keller Williams to have 100,000 plus people already. So,
yeah.
Awesome.
It's a matter of trying to buy clients or build, you know, your company. And if you work on building, I think that's lifelong, because trying to buy, it's just a whole different concept that I'm just not comfortable with.
No, me either. Me either. And it's not going to, I don't think it's sustainable. I think maybe, you know, they make money, though. It's come, you know, these companies will sell out and do the IPOs and then make money. And but I think in the long haul, it's not sustainable.
No, and they're preying on, you know, they're taking our listings and trying to extort them back to us.
Oh, isn't that terrible? I go, people go, oh, we're your friend. They're like, you're not my friend. You're not the real estate industry's friend. Not at all, you know. And the biggest thing, though, it was interesting to me about the skewing the statistics, where we have sellers will say, well, the Zillow says my house is worth this. This is, and it's like, it's that's not even the statistic. Well, what they, you know, and it's sometimes they're actually counting transfers when you have deaths and when there's equity loans. Like that, and that's not your true value. So it really is skewing.
It gives such a false expectation on a buyer or seller. It's just so skewed.
Oh, I know. And then we have to
anybody.
No, and we have to push it. We have to fight the issue and say, wait a minute, this is the right number. So you know, it's I think that, but I think that the proof will come out. You know, it always does. Everything comes out in the wash, right? It all comes out, and so we'll see. Well, this has been wonderful, and I'd like to. We should do some business together, and I'm really going to look at your transaction admin. I think that's wonderful. I mean, we can offer that to our affiliates, and that would be. I love it, and let's do some Hawaii real estate. We only have about a minute left. Anything you'd like to part to any of the listeners? Parting shot.
Well. It's just a matter, I would say, when you're looking at real estate, look at it as a career and a business. Don't be looking for that check, because if you do that, it doesn't last long. Treat everybody like you want it to be treated.
Yep. Great thing. Mark, it's been a pleasure, and I hope to have you on soon again, and we're going to be in touch with you. We're definitely into the same things, and that means it's really awesome. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.